Hello and welcome to the ERP Organizational Change Journal podcast, brought to you by Nessel & Associates. Nessel & Associates is an ERP organizational change management firm serving the private equity industry. My name is Jonathan Donnell, the founder of Invert Ventures, a change strategy firm. I'm co-hosting along with my friend and colleague, Dr. Jack Nessel, the founder of Nessel & Associates. The purpose of the ERP Organizational Change Journal is to share expertise, insight, and create effective conversations to help guide ERP organizational change to real, measurable, and verified success. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the ERP Organizational Change Journal. My name is Jonathan Donald. I'm the founder of Invert Ventures, a change strategy firm. I'm so excited to be your co-host for the Change Journal, and I'll be joined today by my friend, colleague, and co-host, Jack Nessel, the founder of Nessel & Associates. And together with Jack and our sponsor, Nessel & Associates, we are so pleased to introduce the ERP Organizational Change Journal podcast. Now, I'm incredibly excited, and I know the team is as well, and grateful to have our friends, colleagues, and mentors join us for the launch of this new podcast series. We have an incredible lineup of guests from a wide range of areas. We've got ERP and organizational change speakers, authors, professors, researchers, pioneers in the field, practitioners, PE partners, business executives, ERP vendors, and organizational stakeholders. Now, with this wide variety of perspectives, we're really going to be focusing on explaining, sharing, and widening what we in the ERP world can see. We're often going to be looking at four key pillars of transformation: the people, process, content, and technology. With those four lenses serving as our guiding lights, we will speak with our guests, understand their knowledge, transform it with them into insights and practice, and transform those practices into usable tools that we can use every day to help project success. Now, as a way to jump into the Change Journal, I'm going to bring on my co-host and guest for today, Dr. Jack Nessel. Jack, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, Jonathan, thank you very much. It's a pleasure to have you and work with you, and looking forward to being a co-host with you.
Really excited. Now, for our listeners, this is the intention of this episode is really to set the context around why we're here, what we're doing, and what the ERP Organizational Change Journal podcast hopes to do. So with that intention, can you speak in a few sentences, what's really the intention of us showing up on this podcast?
Well, I would say there are a couple of objectives. The first one is that it's a podcast dedicated to organizational stakeholders, practitioners, and researchers. And it's a discussion on any and all things ERP and organizational change. Our podcast is intended to be a platform for those seeking to share, learn, and reflect on ERP organizational change success. Secondly, it's intended to share experiences and contribute to the field of ERP organizational change by bridging research with practice.
So the intention then is really to provide that space to share, learn, and reflect with the overt goal of taking this knowledge and research and creating practice to help project success in the ERP community. Is that really how you see it?
Yeah, that's exactly the purpose. The purpose is to discuss, share, and reflect upon effective and efficient ways in which to realize ERP organizational change. We seek to promote, connect, and foster relationships in the ERP organizational change community. The goal and the purpose is to contribute to the field of ERP organizational change itself and to bring research and practice closer together. So in that effort, we will discuss the people, the process, and the technology components of ERP organizational change And this podcast is intended as a forum, really, to study and share and discuss ERP organizational change. And it's intended to be a collaboration tool and a resource. So we hope that others find this podcast useful as we share these lessons learned, these best practices, and the human components of ERP organizational change. So we will draw on the knowledge from extensive research, collaborative learning, and practitioner expertise, as well as experience of both project successes and failures. And, you know, we know that the general review and theme of ERP and organizational change practice literature and research suggests that understanding and awareness of these tactical approaches founded in principle is fundamental to ERP organizational change success. So we will attempt to provide insight and discuss these tactics, these approaches, and these principles that may prove useful in addressing ERP organizational challenge and risk.
Jack, the word awareness really pops out for me in listening to you here, because it aligns with how do we transform this knowledge into best principles and those principles into practices. Now, as you well know, ERP and large-scale system transformations don't always have the best record of success. By some research, 70% of them are over time, over budget, or don't produce the desired initial results. So when I'm listening to you about creating this space to help expand what we see for project success, I sense that there's something underneath the surface that's driving that need to create this space. So can you dig a little deeper and tell me what's the philosophy behind the idea of creating this space?
Sure. You know, well, for me, it's really all about organizational success. It's being a part of creating a healthy and a vibrant organization. And in a time of constant evolving technology, in addition to resource, time, and budget constraints, you know, meeting these ERP organizational changes can be challenging. And this is such an important transformation for organizations. And frankly, I want to see the win rate go up. You know, successful ERP organizational change requires not only the right solution, but the right the right experiences, the right skill sets, the right methods, and the right resources to deliver on that right solution. The right solution and the ability to deliver are two different aspects of our organizational change and organizational ERP organizational change success. So the goal is to contribute to the success of organizations. And, you know, I would say the underlying philosophy really is simple. It's sharing and collaborating with our colleagues. And I think this will be a win-win for our practice. The goal of the podcast is to share this practice, this research, and the experiences and the stories of those in the ERP organizational change practice.
Fantastic. The idea behind giving a forum to have those experiences, systems, behaviors, and mindsets really brought out to increase the win rate. I really get a sense of how much of you and your interest is behind this. So thank you for that. But I want to take a sec to zoom out here, because even though our title is the ERP Organizational Change Journal, we're going to be speaking to a lot of different people, psychologists, leadership coaches, all the way to computer science professionals. So I want to take a quick second to zoom out and give our listeners some context around what is ERP and large-scale system transformation. Jack?
Sure. Well, technically, ERP stands for Enterprise Resource Planning Systems. And these are computerized business systems that integrate multiple business functions into one common platform, interface, and database. But in general, it has also become a bit of a general term to collectively refer to business systems that support mm-hmm. business processes and provide information and business intelligence. So, you know, generally in practice, at least the way I define it, it's really referring to not only ERP, but, you know, PLM, product lifecycle management, software planning, manufacturing, yep. logistics, B2P, B2B e-commerce, shop floor control, warehousing, and collaborative supply chain management. Now, while, you know, some of these are not technically quote unquote ERP, they are business systems, and a lot of times they're a significant part of an ERP implementation. So for me, it's really a general business term. If we kind of keep it general and put everything in one bucket, it's a general term referring to business solutions.
And I want to highlight this for our listeners who may not have a technical background in ERP. What we're really talking about here, and Jack illuminated beautifully, is core business systems for businesses. That these are fundamental systems on how they operate on a day-to-day basis and how they plan. And Jack, when we're looking at changing these core business systems, a lot of things come up. Can you share a little bit about that process of ERP or true business system organizational change?
Sure. So ERP organizational change is the process of implementing a new ERP solution into an organization. Yep. This is often a significant business task due to the high level of business disruption. And the integration of successful ERP includes the ERP triad, right? So that ERP triad is the people, the processes, and the technology. A lot of times what we see is that old organizational habits are often hard to change, but they need to change. And processes are adjusted or new ones created and technology is replaced. So this is a highly disruptive endeavor for any organization. And there really is a complex and dynamic interplay between this triad. And additionally, there are many organizational, motivational, and knowledge influences within an organizational change that come into play. And frankly, some of these are visible and easy to see and easy to measure. And some of them are more abstract and a little more invisible and difficult to measure. But yep. they can have these different influences can have significant impact on the success of ERP organizational change. And while the benefits and the competitive advantage of a new ERP are certainly well understood, what is also very well understood is how challenging such an endeavor can actually be.
I mean, Jack, just thinking about the amount of change and the systems, the mindsets, the behaviors, and the culture that are all tied to core business systems is just huge. And so as we explore this, I really am excited that our intention is to expand the scope of what people can see in organizational change. Because that triad of people, process, technology, and content really is so core here.
Yeah, I agree, Jonathan. And you know, so and that's why you know we're pretty excited to have join us here in our podcast series. You know, we're going to have folks that are researchers in emerging technologies. We're going to have business reengineering, business process reengineering experts. You know, we're going to talk to pioneers in organizational change. We're going to talk to, you know, practitioners and project management professionals. So, you know, the goal really is to kind of widen the scope and take, you know, maybe offer up and take a little bit different look at how we are thinking and approaching ERP organizational change.
And Jack, that difference of how you're approaching this, I can hear it in your voice, that this idea that there's so much value in other fields here, you know, where is this coming from? Can you trace that for me and for our listeners?
Sure. So, you know, I would say over the last several years as a practitioner and a student of the field, it really has been my mission to study organizational change, effective leadership, and ERP organizational change. And what I'm really looking for is you know, I mean, obviously it's a holistic project, right? You know, again, with the people, sure. the processes, and technology. But is there any one glue that holds the pieces together? Is there any one thing that has a greater significance and impact than all these other influences? Mm-hmm. And in the study of ERP organizational change, there's what's called success factors and success influences that have been well studied and researched from different disciplines. And, yep. You know, there's not always agreement on which influence has the greatest impact and you know, but But I'm really fascinated by the very various degrees of success of ERP organizational change endeavors and the fact and the factors that drive that income, or I'm sorry, that outcome rather.
Sure.
And you know, in my own studies, one of the I studied successful ERP organizational change, so I spent a lot of time researching and studying organizations that have agreed, and there's consensus that their project was successful. And so it's very interesting, you know, as you look at some of the common themes, which we'll talk about in the podcast series here. But there are definitely, common denominators and common experiences that successful organizational change projects have in common. And so, we'll be discussing those further as we get down the road here in our podcast series. But I think during my career, I have been fortunate to become great friends with many professional colleagues, and their feedback, their encouragement, their opinions, their perspectives, and even their frustrations and the good and the not so good ERP organizational change experiences have really driven my desire to build this practice and to share that knowledge.
Jack, I mean, what more can I say? I mean, this is clearly the core part of what you and Nestle and Associates do, and I want to get to Nestle and Associates in just a second. But what I'm really getting out of this is that, you know, we have an opportunity here to focus on, discover, and see more of what those success factors are. And one of the things that keeps coming up is they may not look like we expect them to look. And so I want to keep that in the back of our minds and our listeners' minds. But can we explore how this experience and this approach takes over to you as the CEO of Nestle and Associates and your desire to sponsor this podcast?
Sure. You know, so Nestle and Associates, we're a vendor-neutral firm, and we provide ERP organizational change and IT services. But our mission is to offer experience-based practice founded in principle. So ERP organizational change is, you know, as we've discussed, often very challenging. And we at Nestle Associates, we draw on the knowledge, our own knowledge and our own experiences, but also the knowledge from extensive research and practitioner expertise of both project successes and project challenges. Mm-hmm. So, you know, there's no magic wand for any organization. Each organization is different.
Yep.
So it's very tough to have a template or this, you know, this magic wand that you can apply across organizations, just because of the many, many significantly complex and dynamic, influences within every organization, even in the same industry, right?
Sure.
So I think that the more that you approach the trade in a way that's kind of founded in a principle that works across organizational contexts, the more successful your ERP organizational change effort will be.
I couldn't agree more. I mean, there's no magic wand for transformation. If there was, it would have been found already. But the idea that there are ways to increase our likelihood of success by seeing things differently and understanding what those success factors, that deeply resonates, helping transformations and changes work better. And so I think the fact that you and Nestle and Associates has decided to create this forum to discover that really plays to your vendor neutral nature, that you're more interested in figuring out what works. And that curiosity is really a driving force here. So it's such a pleasure for me to be working with you and to carry that intention into this work. Now, let's face some facts. We both know that organizational transformation, ERP, CRM, PLM, the whole field is a tough business. Now, one field advantages practitioners have sort of had this approach to what applies to ERP and what applies to their field. But I wanna first ask, you know, we're gonna bring on different guests, but how can practitioners participate in this forum? What are we asking them to do?
Yeah, so I think that's a great question. And, you know, I agree, Jonathan, the ERP organizational change practice has its share of significant challenges that can't be denied, right? You know, I mean, recently one of my team members quoted me and, you know, quote, it was something like, you know, if medical doctors had the same success record as the ERP organizational change practice, we'd all be in trouble. And, you know, and really what I meant by that is what you said earlier is it's very challenging, you know, when you look at it in terms of meeting the budget, meeting the timeline, meeting the functionality, it is extremely challenging business. Now, that's not implying or saying that there aren't successful projects. Of course there are. And it's not saying that, you know, every single project fails, but it's also not, you know, we all know that not every project is a success. I mean, statistics and objective, you know, research clearly demonstrates that there's a need for improving our practice, right? So I think that I personally believe and professionally believe that these problems can be addressed by improved and objective collaboration. You know, I think that there's a long way to go in this effort, but we're also helped by academia providing more and more research in this area. And again, I believe, and the team at Nestle & Associates believes in the importance and value of cooperative learning. And that's the notion that organizational success will be increased with an improved relationship between practice and applied research. So, you know, so I think for me, it's really, you know, to look at ERP organizational change through different lenses, through different fields, through different practices, and just reflect and just think about what we can do to improve the field and just be honest, you know, as practitioners, you know, that there's no magic wand and it's very hard to reach perfection. And so, you know, what are some of the tools and what's the theory? And then how do you distill that theory on organizational change and, you know, these other theories that come into play with significant organizational change and really adapting technology, distill that down into principle and then distill that down into very tactical action items that can be deployed on the floor, right, within the four walls of an organization. And so really that's what this is all about.
And Jack, I know it resonates to me, and I'm sure it resonates with many of our listeners here, this idea of taking that knowledge, discovering those principles, and creating those practices that they can use within, as you said, that four walls of the organization on the day-to-day transformation efforts. Now, I want to invite our listeners to think about how they show up when they listen to this podcast. You know, the name of the podcast is the ERP Organizational Change Journal. And that means that there's going to be a lot of focus on ERP. But one of the ways we are distinctly approaching this is about expanding what we consider, to expand what we see. So we're going to have a lot of different guests. And if you're solely in the ERP world, you may question why we have psychologists on the show, why we have business coaches, why we have computer science professors. What do they have to share about ERP? So one of the mindsets that we're really going to be exploring here is how do we borrow lenses and principles from other disciplines to expand what we see, to act more clearly in the moment, and to ultimately improve our success rate. And so for our listeners here today, one of the things I would deeply encourage they do is to always remember to show up here with this open curiosity around how what I'm hearing and what principles I'm being exposed to relate to what I want to achieve on these projects and what I want to create. And for my part, I will be highlighting these with our guests, focusing on the interplay between mindset, behavior, culture, and systems. And with that, it's my sincere pleasure to welcome you to the first Organizational Change Journal podcast, where where our intention really was to set the context for what we are going to do further. As Dr. Nestle said, we've got a lot to learn and a lot of guests with brilliant perspectives. So I look forward to having you join us on this adventure and this discovery. In conclusion, Jack, as always, it's a pleasure getting you on the phone and showing up with you on this podcast. And I really look forward to co-hosting with you in the future. I know you and the rest of our team at Nestle & Associates and our podcast team are just excited and honored to be a part of this and to have these awesome conversations with our guests.
Yeah, thank you, Jonathan. I'm really looking forward to the podcast. I'm very excited to have our participants join us and really excited to be your co-host as well. So thank you very much.
My pleasure. For all our listeners out there, please stay with us. Next time on the Organizational Change Journal, we will be discussing organizational performance improvement. We have the pleasure of inviting Dr. Richard E. Clark to help us understand performance improvement in general and the critical task of selecting the right performance solution for the right situation. Now, Dr. Clark is the professor of educational psychology and technology at the University of Southern California. Among his many prestigious awards and honors, Dr. Clark was the 2002 recipient of the prestigious Thomas S. Gilbert Professional Achievement Award, issued by the Society for Performance Improvement. He knows this area. He lives this area. We're going to be diving into Dr. Clark's central work, Turning Research into Results, a guide to selecting the right performance solution. In addition to this work, Dr. Clark is the author of about 200 journals, book chapters, and peer-reviewed articles. I hope you join us in our conversation with Dr. Clark as we distill and understand his knowledge to create timeless principles and then help explain those principles, turn them into practice, so that we can ultimately increase ERP project success by expanding what we see. With that, I welcome you to our Change Journal and our continued exploration. Thank you, and have a great rest of your day, wherever it takes you.